From NPR News in Washington, I'm Pam Coulter. The work week is off to a deadly start in Iraq. A series of attacks in the capital has killed at least 6 people and injured about 30 others. In Baghdad, NPR's Kelly McEvers reports the attacks are part of a major surge in violence after months of calm.
Police officials said 4 bombs planted in cars went off around Baghdad, and another bomb went off north of Baghdad. Authorities said the bombs mainly targeted Shiite pilgrims making their way to the holy city of Karbala for the annual Arba'een ritual. The ritual marks the end of the 40-day mourning period for Imam Hussein, a central figure in Shiite Islam. The latest attacks come at the end of a particularly violent week here. Suicide bombers targeting police, police recruits, and Shiite pilgrims have killed more than 100 people and injured hundreds more. While this kind of violence was the norm during the worst years of sectarian fighting, overall violence had been decreasing in recent years. Kelly McEvers, NPR News.
Preliminary results show a landslide vote for secession in southern Sudan's independence referendum. In Khartoum, the BBC's James Copnell reports, with almost all votes counted, election officials say nearly 99% voted for the south to become an independent country.
The high score is perhaps slightly surprising, but before the referendum, even northern officials accepted southern separation was inevitable. The south, which is ethnically, religiously, and culturally different from the north, feels it has been exploited for many decades. More than 2 million people died in 2 civil wars. Separation will not happen until July. There are still many problems to resolve, however, including the border region Abyei and tricky issues like resources, legal matters, and citizenship.
The BBC's James Copnell. Chicago is battling Green Bay in today's NFC playoff game, and in half an hour, the Steelers host the New York Jets in the AFC playoff. From member station WNYC in New York, Mark Garber says Jets fans are hoping for a long overdue trip to the Super Bowl.
The Jets got an exuberant send-off from thousands of supporters in New Jersey and later were greeted by cheering fans when they arrived in Pittsburgh yesterday. Green and white jerseys and shouts of Go Jets abound on the streets of New York today. Gangrene will get its first shot at the Super Bowl in 42 years if they beat the Steelers in this AFC championship game. This is the second straight year the Jets have made it this far. They lost to the Colts in last year's title game 30-17 in Indianapolis. The matchup is expected to be largely a game of defense, as the Steelers are ranked 2nd overall in the league and the Jets 3rd. For NPR News, I'm Mark Garber in New York.
High temperatures will not seem so high in the Northeast for the next day or so. An Arctic front has ushered in bone-chilling temperatures, with some spots in New England producing wind chill temperatures of 50 below. Forecasters say daytime highs will be 10 to 30 below average. This is NPR. A former B-2 stealth bomber engineer faces up to life in prison when he's sentenced for selling military secrets to China. The Associated Press reports 66-year-old Noshir Goadia is due in federal court in Honolulu tomorrow. He's been held without bail since his arrest in 2005. Prosecutors say he helped China design a stealth cruise missile to get money to pay his $15,000 a month mortgage on his oceanfront Maui home. This weekend marks the 38th anniversary of the landmark Supreme Court ruling legalizing abortion. NPR's Kathy Lohr reports people on both sides have not backed away from the issue.
Tens of thousands of people are traveling to Washington, D.C., and thousands are participating in events at state capitals. Those who oppose abortion continue to pass state laws, including efforts to limit abortions later in pregnancy. One law passed in Nebraska bans abortions after 20 weeks based on the theory that fetuses can feel pain. Other states require women receiving abortions to have an ultrasound and someone to force women to hear a description of the fetus. Abortion rights activists say they're fighting to protect women's legal right to abortion and their right to privacy in making medical decisions. Some have called on the Justice Department to launch a broader federal investigation into what they say is harassment of doctors and staff at clinics across the country. Kathy Lohr, NPR News.
Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid says he will not schedule a vote on repeal of the nation's health overhaul law, but his GOP counterpart predicts it'll happen. Minority Leader Mitch McConnell told Fox News Sunday there will be a vote whether Democrats want one or not. Democratic Senator Dick Durbin says a repeal vote could come through an amendment. Pam Coulter, NPR News, in Washington.
Support